Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Brad Gray is online now from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Andrew.
It's a case of wet trackers. We probably knew it was coming for a few days.
Yeah, we did. We were just all waiting yesterday, weren't we? The way they were talking, I had to buy the tinned food and thought about investing in a bunker, given the amount of rain that they were talking about. But it came late. Expected a little bit earlier, but it came late. And what do we get? 14 or so mil, soft seven a little bit today. So, yeah, at least we know what we're working with.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Soft seven. And look, there is the threat of showers. It is changing. We could get more tonight and we'll wake up with a heavy eight, but at least I think we all knew that it was coming. Racing and sports, Simon Dinopoulos is joining us as well. How are you, Simon?
Yeah, I'm well, Andrew. Morning, Brad. Yeah, obviously not the, you know, Sydney Autumn Carnival. The rain always seems to come, doesn't it? But hopefully we just stay in that soft range and looks a competitive meeting there tomorrow. The Coolmore's an absolute belter, so certainly looking forward to it.
All right, I love a clash, and we're going to open up with a clash. They've both got tips in race one tomorrow over the 1350. Brad, have a crack.
You make me smile for me. I think this is the best bet of the day. He started $3 favourite in a Group 3 last start, so really strong SP profile. Here he is back to a benchmark 88. He's never raced better, this bloke, and I think that's partly due to him just working out how to harness that speed that he has. He won 3 on the bounce before Jason Corr threw him in the deep end there last start. And although he ran fourth, he certainly wasn't completely out of his depth. He just got a little bit keen. I'm convinced that was due to him drawing barrier one, had to be driven out to hold defence. Dreamforce punching up on the outside certainly didn't help either, but no such dramas here drawn out. I think that'll give him plenty of time to come across, get into his rhythm, and he'll get first crack at the track, rock hard fit, makes his own luck, and he's a swimmer. So ticks every box for me, and very keen. Race one, number four.
All right, currently at 5.50, and as we know, I'll only say it once because I say it about six times in this slot, but the TAB Early Bird Specials kick in at midday today, so you'll get extra prices on a few of these as we get after midday with the TAB Early Bird Specials. Simon, you've got a different thought in the first tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to be with Star of the Seas. I concede the racing pattern for You Make Me Smile swings the race sort of in his favour, but I'm hoping Star of the Seas can run him down there tomorrow. I think he's back in really good form this time in. He was a real eye-catcher first up over the 1,000, and then not sure he was suited jumping straight to 1350 off that. Not a preparation I usually like to see, but he performed very well again to finish second behind Arcademus. Wasn't suited the way the race was run there. So to be beaten less than two lengths, I thought his performance was very, very good. It gives him a perfect platform. Third up, staying at 1350. Kieran McAvoy sticks a board down in the weights. I would have been a lot more confident if he drew a gate. I'm concerned he is likely to get back in the field, but hopefully I think the track will play fair there tomorrow, regardless of if we're on a heavy or a soft rail. True, they'll get to the centre. So I'm hoping he can make ground. If that's the case, he's going to be really hard to hold out. His two performances this time in suggest a win is certainly not very far away, and I want to be with him on Saturday. Race one, number nine, Star of the Seas.
Currently $3.60. That's race one, number nine. But when you think we can just have one clash, it opens up the door and we've got a second clash. I love them. Race two. Simon, which way are you going?
I'm keen on Easy Eddie here. This is the best bet of the day for me. He went to the paddock in really good form, only narrowly beaten in the takeover target there at Gosford behind Tactical Advantage. Only a short break, 58 days, and a nice soft trial in the lead-up. You can use, obviously, Easy Eddie and Trekking head the market. I can use Tactical Advantage as your line horse. Trekking beat Tactical Advantage first up last preparation, only narrowly. He had a 7 kilo pull in the weights on that occasion. Easy Eddie went down to Tactical Advantage in the takeover target, but only had a 2.5 kilo pull in the weights. When you look at time form ratings, Easy Eddie is rated superior to that of Trekking. I know he looks airborne at the trials, but I want to be with Easy Eddie. His racing pattern is another tick. He should press forward. Robbie Dolan knows him so well, and the Joe Pride stable is certainly humming at the moment, 24% from their last 50 runners. So I've got him marked favourite and the best bet for me there tomorrow. Race two, number four, Easy Eddie.
Currently at 4.20, before we get to midday, you've certainly found one at value here, Brad, in race two.
Yeah, the testing track really leans me the way of All Over Bossa Nova. It's a similar profile to that first tip, You Make Me Smile, in that she's hard fit, deep into a campaign. She makes a luck and we know she's proven on wet ground. She was too slippery for her rivals there at Canberra, back to 1,000 metres last start. Really good win, sustained speed. We saw her three runs back on a soft seven at Rose Hill, and she was just collared late by All Too Royal and Maximus. That was only second up, and more importantly, that was over 1,200 metres. So back to 1,100 metres here. I think she really give it a big sight, 53 kilos on her back. I know a few of these up the top certainly have a bigger profile and more class than her, given the, as the benchmark ratings do suggest, but I think she catches them at the right time, and at the odds, she'll give a really big sign. I think we can have a play there each way, the $10. That's race 2, number 7, all over Bossa Nova.
Yeah, $10, and you'll get a bit more as well after midday. So they're the boys' clashes, races 1 and 2. They've given you their thoughts. Let's proceed now to the Group 1, the Coolmore Classic. Cool Passion has come out. Mandelion Gwendamark will has told us that it will run tomorrow. A jockey to come from Barrier 1. And then it's a question of any others come out to get Mizzy a start. We know it's entered for another race there tomorrow. Which one do you like, Brad Gray?
I'm with I'm Serious, Andrew. It feels like I've been waiting about 4 months for this particular race. Wherever she was going to go second up was going to be a big target race, and we're finally here. So we're going chips in. I can't remember the last time I've been so confident in a Group 1 mares race. I know you look at this field and there's 20 runners and they're going to come from everywhere, but I think this is the perfect race for her. It's been a target all along, and she'll be cherry ripe here. Her first up run was a beauty. I think you can be a little bit too harsh in saying, oh, she had her chance, she was $2.90 favourite. But you look at her record, and second up, she just improves lengths off that. Her second up record is four starts, two wins, and a couple of placings. And last preparation, she ran second to Flow Fresh before giving it Avilius a sight, a bit of a fright there, second up. And if she does that, bounces off it again, which I expect is the case here, the couple of weeks between runs, keep her nice and fresh for the 1,500 metres, she's going to be mighty hard to beat. The wet track won't stop her. In fact, it probably ensures that they just don't out-sprint her. She's got that wet track form, no problem at all. And as I say, I've been waiting a while for this, so time to cash in. Race 7 at number 11.
Righto, $5 as we speak right now. So that's race 7, number 11. Have you got a thought in the Coolmore at this stage, Simon?
Yeah, open race. I'm very, obviously, Brad, very bullish there. So obviously, I'm Serious, one of the leading chances. I thought she was probably short enough in a really competitive race. Slight lean to Jamaican Rain down in the weights. I think she's a mare on the up, four of her last five. Goes forward for Bossy, who is riding in good form in Singapore. And the other way, I think Moss Trip as well, second up. They're the two I'll be playing in the race, probably saving on I'm Serious. But I'll be hopefully, for Brad's case, I might need to shoulder to cry on if I'm Serious goes down there tomorrow. I haven't heard Brad this bullish in a long time, so looking forward to it.
He got ever so serious too. It was like real deep, heavy, serious stuff when he was spelling it out. Brad, come on, lighten it up a little bit.
As
come
I say, this has been months and months in the making. I've been stewing over this target race for a long time. We'll finally arrive, so every right to be a little bit excited. Forgive me.
I can hear it in your voice. Yeah. Now, Simon, your last is in the last tomorrow.
Yeah, hoping it's a lucky last for us, Andrew. I know a lot of people have found Supernova, but I want to be with Desert Path. I just think he has a better setup there tomorrow. He goes into the race third up, dropping back from 2000 to 1900, where Supernova was a good performance in his Australian debut over 1500, but jumps up to 1900 second up. I just think the fitness edge with Desert Path, I want to swing his way. We haven't seen either on a soft or heavy going, so we're not really sure whether they'll handle it. Similar form from the UK, James McDonald takes over for Desert Path. Very unlucky not to win at Randwick last night over 2,000 metres, just sort of balked for a run at the straight, but really savaged the line late. Sharp improvement from his Australian debut. So if he can build on that further, I think he's going to be very hard to beat there in the last race. 9, number 2, Desert Path.
Currently at $4.80 before midday. So they're the three. For Simon Denopoulos, 1-9. 2-4 and 9-2, and for Brad Gray it's 1-4, 2-7 and 7-11. I'll be honest, I thought one of you would have come up with Red Cardinal today.
I found that race impossible, to be truthful, Andrew. I've got no idea. I've still got to do a lot more work on that race.
Okay, it's going to get the ground, isn't it? Similar to what a probably Jamaican Rain's going to get tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, good performance. The run along that day at Rose Hill and this, staying prowess came to the fore. So it's a really open race. Patrick Erin, he'll obviously relish the sting out as well. He comes out of the two weight for age races behind Winks. So I thought that was the hardest race of the day. I'd probably be willing to take on Samet out, to be truthful. But interesting. Got to do a bit more work on that one for sure.
Okay, it's interesting. Obviously, with these track conditions, trainers are just waiting to see what happens. Jamie Richards told me this morning with Probabil, the two-year-old, soft would be okay, but any more would be a total lottery. Dreamforce goes good on the slow, but or the soft, but question mark on the heavy, according to John Thompson. We've spoken about Moss Trip and Red Cardinal there, and what was the other one? Crystal Falls, I spoke to John Sargent, third on debut at Rose Hill, and everything's been good with the filly and strong enough for a testing 1,200 tomorrow. Danny Williams is just going to wait and see what happens with Don't Give a Damn, and She Knows. They're both running at this stage, but I guess it'll come down to weather. And the other one was Music Magnate. It's only a 50-50 chance of lining up tomorrow, according to Bjorn Baker. But he did say that Rod Rico in that Sky High, Brad, is one that does like the wets, but Music Magnate are 50-50.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to keep an eye on that, won't we? So yeah, you get the deductions when you're playing early. So fingers crossed. Often you find that in these big Group 1 days that trainers have got a few target races, so you maybe not hit as hard as the off-season. So fingers crossed that we get nice big fields there still tomorrow.
And the good news is James Cummings has alerted us this morning that Osborne Bull's next run will be the Group 1 TJ Smith. They were thinking about the William Reid at Moonee Valley next Friday night, but they've decided to bypass off a little bit of a freshen up. Osborne Bull's first next run, the TJ Smith, and we know how good he can be at Randwick. He ran third in an Everest.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race, isn't it?
Yeah, race of the carnival, I think. Trapeze Artist, obviously, back to his best. And then you got Santa Ana Lane, who was sneaky good running the Newmarket. Surprise. He's just never going to be favourite, is he, Santa Ana Lane? He probably should be favourite, given what he's done in the last 12 months. But Trapeze back, and Osborne Bull's an eye-catcher as well. So, and then if Sunlight heads that way as well. So, yeah, I think the TJ certainly shaping up as the best race of the carnival.
Did I see a tweet there from you, Andrew, that Vega Magic was going to be in the race first up as well?
Yeah,
the forgotten runner, isn't he?
Yeah, it's going to trial in Sydney on the 29th and then goes into the TJ first up with Oliver on. And then you're going to get those horses that run next week in the Galaxy. There'll be a few of those going to it as well. So it will be a big race. Good on you, boys. We thank you for your time. Good luck, Brad, over the weekend. We'll keep an eye on the website for plenty more right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Brad Gray there from Racing New South Wales. And Simon, we'll chat tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully we get through with not too many scratchings, Andrew, because it looks a deep, deep card for sure. And I think the far lap, another highlight. So looking forward to getting out there to Rose Hill tomorrow.
All right, mate. We'll chat tomorrow.
Cheers.